this is a complex enough situation. I mean, clearly the acute hospital sector is under significant strain at the moment, and Letterkenny Hospital in Donegal being no different. You know, nursing homes accept admissions on a daily basis from all of the acute hospitals across the country. But I suppose the point we're making is that given that there's such a high number of beds available in the middle of a crisis, we do need to, I suppose, refocus now and expedite those discharges. My understanding is that up to 60% of those who are no longer require acute care are having been determined for nursing home care. And sometimes there are delays in Fair Deal or in transitional care funding. And I note that in one part of the country, in Waterford University Hospital, they actually contracted beds in a nursing home. And to use the general manager's term, she said it was a lifesaver. So clearly, we need to be more creative. And as you said yourself, more solution focused. And also focused on the individual resident to ensure that they are in the most appropriate place to receive care, whether it's in their own home or indeed in a nursing home, but out in the community is the key priority.
And are these beds available for temporary care? Do you know what I mean? In other words, that someone could move from an acute hospital into one of these nursing home beds, but then be able to transition maybe into being cared for at home or care for themselves at home?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what we need to develop, as you probably heard me say before, is a whole continuum of care. Because clearly we need home care, we need independent living, and we need nursing home care. You know, there's no one element of the provision of care is going to solve the challenges. We have an aging population, which is something we should be celebrating and planning for. But you're right, I mean, nursing homes provide a whole range of care, whether it's step down, whether it's convalescent, whether it's short stay or indeed long term care.
I wonder
care.
To people. And very often, yeah, I just wonder, Ty, because I've spoken, you know yourself, I've spoken to people, older people, who will eventually want to live at home or have a family care for them or care for themselves. But the idea, they would actually probably refuse to go into a nursing home because maybe we haven't fully explained the role that nursing home beds can play in a short to medium term fashion. If you know what I mean, that they think, oh, right, well, you just want me to go into a nursing home. Not that there's any problem with that, but I'm trying to have a real conversation, if that makes sense, Tyke.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're 100% right. And that's the point. I mean, communication is key here. And communication, ultimately, I mean, you know, we're not talking about, you know, moving, you know, tables and chairs here. I think it's important to say that. We're talking about real people. So it is complex. And people have complex care needs. So we need to engage with the individual who is in the hospital. And as you say, you know, engage with them, communicate with them and explain to them what their discharge plan is. And the discharge plan may be a week, 2 weeks or 3 weeks in a nursing home. Maybe there's some home adaptations being undertaken, whether it's a stair lift or some grab rails, and the person then can transition home. Because in the nursing home, they're going to get nutrition, they're going to get activities, and they're going to get some rehabilitation. Or it may be that there's a period of time where they might transition to long-term care. Clearly the recent nursing home survey by the National Inpatient Survey confirmed that 93% of those that live in nursing homes were very happy with the care they received. So there is, you're quite right, maybe a reticence on some people's case to consider nursing home care. So we've got to communicate ultimately with the patient who is the potential resident of a nursing home.
Because I imagine too as well, Tyke, there's a lot of people that go into hospital, they're released from hospital into the community or into their homes or whatever, and then they end up back in hospital again a few short days later. I'm just thinking, like, if the nursing home option was there, they could fully rehabilitate before going home. Do you know, everywhere I look, it seems to make sense. But I want to get to the nitty-gritty of it,
Ty.
How do we connect?
Yeah, that's exactly the point.
Yeah, go ahead. That's
exactly the point, Greg, because you made a very valid point there, because when they're in the home, they're under the care of expert gerontological nurses. So what that does is it brings them back, as it were, and brings them on so that they can then transition home again or into the nursing home on a longer-term basis. So, I mean, the last place a person whose acute care needs have been met is to stay in the acute hospital. That's not the correct place for them to be. So that's why the nursing home has such a critical role to play.
So how do we in as quick amount of time as possible? How do we connect the people that this would suit to these vacant beds and these excellent caring staff that would be able to look after them? How, you know, there's no point us having a problem in column A and a solution in column B and talking about it. So how do we get people who would suit from column A into column B?
Yeah, well, to be fair, we've had very good engagement with the HSE on an ongoing basis, obviously, but our engagement has ramped up significantly over the last number of days. So the survey you referenced at the outset, we've made that full list available to the HSE last evening, and I've spoken with the National Lead in Older Person Services and the Chief Operations Officer. So we're meeting them, we'll be chatting or speaking with them rather again today. So they have that full list now of available beds. So that list will now be sent out to the local community healthcare organisations. So in Donegal, the local discharge coordinator in the hospital should this morning have that list of where the beds are in the locality on their desk. So then it's a case of engaging with the resident and the family to ensure that we can match, as you say, the resident, the current patient with a bed that's available, ideally in their local community.
But people might be afraid of the cost of it. You know, that if they're in, if they're in Letterkenny University Hospital, you know, they might, there may be a charge. I'm not really quite sure how that works, but it's fixed per night, and then they can get home and they don't have to. They might be afraid that they have to leverage their property or their house to, if they're getting some care in a nursing home. So, what is the, what would be the situation there?
Well, there are two streams of funding at the moment, as I've outlined at the outset. Obviously, Fair Deal is for someone who is on longer term and is moving to a nursing home to live permanently. And that takes some time. But while that's happening, the HSE, to be fair, have put in place a national scheme of called transitional care funding. So that's available. Now, that is time limited. So that is an issue, as you've outlined in your question, around people may be concerned about what happens after that transitional care funding ceases. So transitional care funding varies from, you know, 4 to 6 weeks to allow someone to make a determination on the longer term. And that's why I was making the point at the outset that, you know, local hospitals, and in this case Letterkenny Hospital, should have the budget and the authority to be able to buy beds quickly in a local area for a, you know, a predetermined period, so that the resident or the patient doesn't have that immediate worry around how it's going to be funded.
So just in case if families are listening to this, right, because it's hard to get information. So in other words, if there is someone who's in Letterkenny University Hospital that's well enough to be released from it, and they could maybe avail of 3 or 4 weeks to fully recuperate in a nursing home and then move home or decide options there, the traditional, the transitional care funding would cover those costs.
Yes, absolutely. That would cover those costs. And to be fair, that funding, to the best of my knowledge, isn't a problem at the moment. I believe there's adequate funding there. Obviously, we're in the early part of the year, so it is important. And that's the point I was making about knowledge, information and communication, so that families fully understand and the resident ultimately fully understands the implications of a move to a nursing home. So that funding is there as we speak. The issue there is, you know, when that funding ceases. So clarity around that from the individual resident's point of view would be important in terms of, as you say, transitioning to Fair Deal or potentially transitioning to home under a home care package.
Well, that's the problem as well, too. Things have to be done in tandem, don't they? Because that capacity in private nursing homes or in nursing homes could be filled very, very quickly unless the home care packages are ramped up. You end up with the blockage being in nursing homes. I'm not talking about individuals when I say that. I'm talking about the process. So that would also, so people then would also need to, we'd also need to make sure that if people are going in there for 4, 5, 6 weeks of transitional care, that home care packages are available then for the next stage, and that that keeps that flow going, presumably.
Yeah, and that's the point, you know, about a continuum of care for older people. I mean, older people are not a heterogeneous group. Like, they're a homogeneous group with differing care needs, differing care requirements. So some people may require longer-term care in a nursing home. Others, as you say, may transition back home with a home care package and with some maybe home adaptation. So we need to look and focus on the individual here. You know, obviously, sometimes when we're talking about the trolley crisis and ED crisis, we talk about numbers. You know, as I said a few moments ago, we're talking about, you know, real people who have real care needs and real concerns. So that's why communication, information and support and choice, you know, so that people can choose. And that's why the nursing home sector has such a vital role to play, because right across Donegal, north, south, east and west, nursing homes have capability in terms of beds, but also in terms of the caring committed professional nursing staff and care staff.
Do we have any idea how many beds might be available in Donegal? You talk about 1,000 nationwide, and maybe not everyone has replied to the survey, but how many beds may be available for transitional or long-term care in Donegal?
I don't have the figures in front of me, Greg, but I'll get them to you in the next half an hour so that you can follow up on this conversation. Yeah. So we'll get them to you this morning, because we'll obviously filter out the responses that we received. So speaking to your colleague Caroline this morning, I said we'd get them to you after the...
Brilliant,
after
sorry, that wasn't passed on to me, or I would have waited until that was
No.
Okay, right.
No problem at all.
I think we need to move on this stuff now and start with... There are solutions, we need to start working on them. There's plenty of money knocking about the place. It's just the will that we require now, an organisation, I think. It's not going to fix everything, but it's chipping away. It's trying to put in long-term solutions as well, rather than firefighting. Okay,
The final point I'd make, I suppose, is, you know, we're talking in January. I mean, you know, to some degree, this was, you know, somewhat predictable. So our view is that this should be discussed in, you know, September, October, so that we can plan many of these initiatives so that they're ready to go in January, rather than trying to be always reactive. And that's collaborative. That's not blaming anybody. You know, we're part of the solution. The HSE, the local hospital, the local community healthcare organisation, all of us need to work collaboratively together in the best interests of our older people.